AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The number of deaths in the U.S. from the coronavirus has reached 400,000.
It absolutely didn't have to be that way.
Mark Roberts is at the University of Pittsburgh Grad School of Public Health.
We are, per population and absolutely, the worst developed nation in handling the COVID crisis, without fail.
Joe Biden gave his home state an emotional farewell. Tomorrow, Biden becomes the 46th president of the United States. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It's deeply personal that our next journey to Washington starts here.
At Delaware's National Guard headquarters, which is named after his late son, Beau, Biden said the state gave him and his family a chance and has always backed him.
And I'll always be a proud son of the state of Delaware.
He wiped away tears while citing Irish poet James Joyce, who is said to have told a friend that when he died, he'd have Dublin written on his heart.
Excuse the emotion, but when I die, Delaware be written on my heart.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump and other powerful people provoked the people who stormed the Capitol.
The mob was fed lies.
The president's impeachment trial will be starting in the coming days. This is President Trump's final day in office. He is expected to issue a flurry of pardons. At the Pentagon, John Hoffman says 12 National Guard members are out from the inauguration. They are not connected, though, with any suspicious activity connected to tomorrow and the inauguration.
It's a lot of looking back at anything that could potentially flag in a criminal history check, anything that could come up in a civilian database that's being scrubbed.
They were found to have ties with right-wing militia groups. About an hour before the closing bell, stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. The New York Mets have fired their general manager.
The Mets confirmed the firing of Jared Porter this morning. He sent graphic, uninvited text messages and images to a female reporter in 2016 when he was working in the Chicago Cubs front office. The accusations against him were reported Monday night by ESPN. Mets president Sandy Alderson says he has spoken with Porter, who has acknowledged his, quote, serious error in judgment. The 41-year-old Porter was hired by the Mets last month, after spending four seasons with the Arizona Diamondbacks as senior vice president and assistant general manager. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump's youngest daughter, Tiffany, is engaged. The 27-year-old announced on Instagram she and 23-year-old Michael Boulos are going to get married. Tiffany Trump recently graduated from Georgetown Law School. She is the president's daughter with Marla Maples, his second ex-wife. Ed Donahue, AP News.